welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today. And for the last, I think it's been a couple weeks now, we've been dealing with some very important issues that affect our personal growth in Christ. We've talked about the will. We've talked about and are still talking about our emotions. Should you have missed any of the teaching and you'd like to rehear it perhaps, or if you haven't heard it, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org and just click on the podcast where they are archived. You can hear and listen to them at your convenience. But I'd like to continue right on now, and I'd begin with the word of the Lord found in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, as I said, we're dealing with our emotions, and for some people, emotional upheavals, emotional roller coasters just control their lives. And in dealing with their emotions, some people do various things. And there are things I want to share with you how you can deal with your emotions, some things that will help you. So whatever way you deal with your emotions, it should not be apart from or in contradiction to the Word of God. The Word has the ability to penetrate into our spirits and soul and divide them, bringing open to realization that, you know, we may have certain thoughts and emotions that need to be dealt with. God says that has to change before you can do what I want you to do. God is dealing with His body today. Why? Because we're in the end times, and the Holy Spirit's task is to conform us to the image of Jesus, unto the measure of a perfect man, as it talks about in Ephesians. So the Holy Spirit is dealing with every one of us, with you and I, and that's why I'm sharing this now, because I feel led of the Lord that some of you really need to hear the things, the tools, to receive the tools to be able to deal with negative emotions. Some people have their emotions so under control they never change. In change, there's an ebb and flow, ups and downs. You can't go by how it seems, but by what God says. Sometimes we have harmful emotions, and they could be major factors in our lives. If you're taught like some, as they were growing up, they've just learned to stuff it and bury it. You know, just be a good boy and girl and just behave yourself. Well, what happens is we're actually building a human volcano. It will erupt at some time or another. Suppressing something and dealing with it are two different things. Hiding is not the same as getting rid of it. You say, I'm going to deal with this. God help me with my anger. I'll never be angry again. And what happens? The very next day, you slip right back into it. We've all done this. We try to get a grip, and the very next day it's worse than ever. For deep-seated emotions that are deep-rooted and embedded, we fail to understand how and when to deal with them. We know we need to change. It seems to be of no avail, no matter what we've done, to try and get the victory. They're deeply rooted in our subconscious. We're not really aware, in some cases, how it all started. The world has done some things to get us bogged down in the whys and the hows and so on. But the sad thing is we've been left there. Well, I'm the way I am because of what happened to me. You know, I was abused as a child or whatever. But the world has helped us to develop a crutch, and we live with what we have. But we are conscious of certain realizations. Today, it's like the heat is on. Have you noticed that? The Holy Spirit is dealing with them as silver in a crucible. He's refining them. And, you know, the refining process causes all the impurities to rise to the surface and to be removed. So what do we do with this? Well, it's, I believe, at the forefront of how the Holy Spirit is dealing with many of us personally in our lives. And even as I'm speaking, many of you are reliving your emotions right now. My words are triggering, bringing up to the surface some of those emotions. And we have a choice. Either we can deal with those emotions or just try to ignore them, stuff it. And it does. That's not a very successful way. In fact, it is not a successful way. It all depends on what we choose to do. And this is a real growth stopper if we don't deal with them. And sometimes we don't want to go back into the fire anymore. We don't like the heat. We're under fire from the Word of God. It reminds us of things that are way deep down inside. And it's possible to have such emotions, for example, of inferiority, that you feel like you could never do anything significant or worthwhile, that you don't have anything. And those kind of emotions will just run rampant if you let them. You have to let those emotions get under the fire of the Holy Spirit. Those emotions can hold you crippled. You can't let go of them without experiencing such a freedom that God wants for you. And those negative things that have run your life for so long, the Holy Spirit does not want that to occur anymore. You know, I can recall when I grew up and I had such an inferiority complex. I would never open my mouth or say anything to anybody. And even when I became a Christian, the last thing that I ever wanted to do was be in front of people or speak. And the Holy Spirit does have a sense of humor. The Lord was always using my husband to encourage me to preach or to get on the broadcast. And it's like, no, no. And I felt deep within me that someone could always do it better. Well, you know, that may be a fact. That may be true. However, it doesn't matter what anyone else does. The Holy Spirit wants me to speak His word. And so He's done a wonderful work in my life so that I'm not under those same kinds of bondages that I grew up with, that's all I ever knew until I was well into maturity. So there is hope. Don't let the enemy discourage you. They don't need those negative emotions. Don't need to hold you crippled. When the word or what someone says or an event brings feelings or thoughts to the surface, that's when you should deal with them. Don't put it off. When those emotions rise into your consciousness, you deal with it when it surfaces. It's just like impurities in the silver refining process. They rise to the top and then they can be skimmed away by the Holy Spirit. We mustn't compare ourselves with anyone else. You are unique. And beloved, you have a choice. The reality of how you've been living, like, hey, this is really harmful. You need to acknowledge it as a problem, and then the Lord will show you how to deal with it. Let me share with you some three things to do as far as getting your emotions under control. First of all, is to acknowledge that you have a problem. And you might say, well, is that a good confession? Well, did you have a problem admitting you were a sinner to get saved? It's okay to confess that you have a problem as long as you don't stop there and make it your confession. Some people do. They've had that problem all their lives. So acknowledge that you have a problem and then affirm God's help. Lord, I know I have a problem that you can help me with. You're willing to help me. You're more ready to help me than I am to receive. And so, beloved, we need to affirm His willingness. I know you don't want me to compare myself with someone else. That's how we should be before the Lord. God has made each one of us to be unique, wonderful individuals expressing His character, His life. And thirdly, we need to just simply ask. God does exactly according to what you ask. Ephesians, remember that beautiful promise? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. He is able. He's able to do more than what he's already done in your life. How come you don't have it? Well, most of the time it's because we've not asked or thought to do it. Nevertheless, he will do according to our asking and thinking. Your words give permission for God to do something in your life, whatever it is. Lord, I'm asking you right now, deal with my anger, deal with my insecurity, deal with my inferiority, deal with my pride, deal with my jealousy. I give it to you, Lord, and let it be removed from me in the name of Jesus right now. I embrace your strength. I embrace your power. I thank you for changing me. I thank you for the change that's occurring even in my life now as I pray. Now, does that mean the problem is over? Not necessarily. Remember, soulish things are a process. Realize you're much better, but still not perfect. I am being perfected. You are being perfected. Next day, you're feeling good. You have a whole new outlook and lifestyle. This is great. And then 3 days later, something happens to trigger the feelings. But don't be discouraged. When it happens, say, Lord, I'm coming to you and I'm affirming the process. I know I'm better, but I'm still dealing with this. It's still there. I let the fire of your word deal with it. Not going to blame myself or someone else or give up. I acknowledge I need help and I ask you to help me right now. That's why some people go to the altar and think they're dealing with a spiritual problem, but it's really an emotional issue. This, beloved, is a process. You might think, well, I've dealt with this, I thought I'm through. But recognize you are in the process of learning to control your emotions. And some things in the Word will help you. However, I can see my time is rapidly flying away, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And I want to take just a few moments as I bring the broadcast to a conclusion to thank UCM Partners for your prayer support, for your financial support. If it weren't for the faithful support in the Spirit from my partners, I just could not continue on. I'm so grateful to the Lord and to you. God bless you. I love you. And if the Lord's moving on you to jot down that mailing and or email address, do that because he has a purpose and reason for you to do that. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.